He gave the oceans boundaries. Now, you didn't come from the goo to the zoo to you. You were created by our Heavenly Father. And then it says, verse 27, glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. That's why Christians ought to be happy, because gladness is in the place. Gladness, joy. You know, He even describes joy as an oil. And some of you need an oil change. Give unto the Lord, you kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering. You know, you can glorify the Lord with offerings. You know, whatever you have is a seed. Whether it's your time, your talent, money, gifts, your friendship. And whenever you put that seed into the kingdom, like any other seed, it gets planted and it begins to grow. And every seed that is planted always, always, always multiplies. Can anybody think of a seed that doesn't multiply? It doesn't make more of than what it started with? You know, you plant a banana tree. How many bananas you get on one tree? The seed produces the tree. Then the tree produces lots of bananas. You know, there are more bananas that fall in the jungle than the monkeys can eat.
That's a good point. The seed produces the tree.
Yes. So now the gospel produces the tree of life. And it gets planted into someone's heart. And then once that seed begins to grow, fruit begins to spring up. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. But you see, God is going global. If we want to get the gospel to all the world, first it's got to come into our house. First it's got to come into our heart, then our house, then our neighborhood. Amen. The gospel ought to cause a chain reaction. We ought to spread the contagiousness of Jesus. Jesus is contagious. Amen? When you become like Jesus to those around you, they'll want to be like Jesus too. Problem is, we don't always portray Jesus like we should. Amen? Go with me to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Say, God is good. Look at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. God doesn't have a switch for the stars. He just put them in place and they shine. Amen? The seasons come one after another just like they're supposed to. The sun rises in the morning. Amen? Anybody ever see a sunrise? Oh, doesn't it declare the glory of God? Because when Jesus appears, He's going to be brighter than the sun. But the heavens declare the glory of God. Our God is big. And with that, we ought to expand our thinking. Go with me to Psalm 57. I'll tell you what, some of these psalms got a hold of some things. These psalms that were written, they didn't even have the Spirit in them. And look at what they're saying. Imagine us who have the Spirit in us. Psalm 57. Look at verse 5. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. You and I are agents of glory. We are to take God's glory wherever we go. He's put this treasure in earthen vessels. He's given us a deposit, a glimpse, a down payment of his glory. And just look what he can do with the down payment. So, as agents of glory, it is your job to spread the glory that's in you with others, to share it. Don't hoard it, share it. This is how his glory is going to cover the earth. It starts with one person. But that one person is just a seed. You plant that seed, it's going to grow, it's going to multiply, it's going to become many people. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, unto the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. Is your heart fixed? Is your heart fixed on the things of God? Is your heart fixed on the will of God? Is your heart fixed on the people of God? Listen, when your heart is fixed, you'll know what's about to happen. Yeah, before Elijah was taken from this earth, all the sons of the prophets were saying, telling Elisha, your master's going to go tomorrow. Your master's going to go tomorrow. And he was like saying, hold your peace. Elisha was saying, hold your peace. But they knew that something was up, that there was a time when Elijah was going to be taken out. They knew. And when your heart is fixed on God, you know what he's going to do in any given moment. You may not know all what he's going to do, but you know that he's about to do something. So that he lets you know so that you can hook up with him. When you know that God's about to do something, you get yourself ready to do whatever he wants to do. Say, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, use me. We've got a job to do. We're not just in this earth to take up space. Us four and no more. Give me a break. That's not God. Verse 8. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I'm giving you a wake-up call. Part of Jesus coming back is us getting the gospel out to the ends of the earth. If you can't go, you can send. You're either a goer or a sender, but they both get the same reward. Amen? Go to Psalm 72. Psalm 72. This is a good prayer. Verse 19. Blessed be his glorious name forever. And this is our prayer. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. We ought to pray that Washington, D.C. gets filled with his glory. We ought to pray that our Congress, the chamber where they meet, gets filled with his glory. We ought to pray that the Supreme Court chamber gets filled with his glory. Amen? Amen. He wants the whole earth filled with his glory. You are an agent. Yes, I'm Agent Doug Pishka. I'm with the glory of God. Not only am I an agent of glory, I'm a devil buster. Devil, you're busted. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say doesn't matter. We need to start arresting the devil, first of all, from our thoughts, then from our families, then from wherever you are, you can change the atmosphere of things. The devil does not own the air. He thinks he does, but the heavens declare the glory of God. That's why Christians ought to take over radio stations, TV stations, satellite stations. Why should the devil have all the good airwaves? God's going global. Listen, where's that atlas? Can you bring it for me, please? So let that be our prayer. Let the whole earth, that means everywhere, be filled. If you find an area that's not filled, when you get there, you can fill it. All you've got to do to fill the air with the glory of God is say Jesus. You know, the Bible says at the mention of his name, demons tremble. Oh, there's something in that name. Go to Psalm 97. Thank you very much. Look at verse 6. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people, say all the people. What's all the people going to do? They're going to see his glory. They'll see it in you first. He's got the whole world in his hands. He wants this earth to be filled with his glory. He wants your home to be filled with the glory. He wants your neighborhood to be filled. He wants your doctor's office to be filled with the glory. Imagine if you're sitting there waiting for a doctor and the Lord tells you to pray for someone and they're about to have an appointment and you pray for them and the doctor says, I'm sorry, I can't find anything wrong. I don't know what happened. Well, you know. You just brought the glory of God. See, you got to be willing. This is God's heartbeat right here. He's got the world on his mind, and we're part of this world. And you need to be Jesus wherever you are. Students, you need to be Jesus in your schools. Amen? Go to Psalm 113. You know, maybe if you feel inspired to pray for the world one day, you can come in here and just lay your hands on this book. Or if you got a globe at home, if you got an atlas at home, pray for the world. Just lay your hands on it. Say, Lord, fill whatever place with the glory of God in Jesus' name. You say, well, my prayer doesn't make a difference. Yes, it does. It does make a difference. We should never take the attitude that what we do for God doesn't make a difference. You know, God's concerned about the little things just as much as the big things. Look at verse 4, Psalm 113. The Lord is where? High above all nations. That means if you encounter a principality and a power, you can put on your wrestling clothes and you can take that principality on. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Powers. Listen, it's God who needs to be above every nation. And then one final scripture, and then I'm done. Go with me to Isaiah 6. And then if you're a teacher of any sort, homeschool teacher, public school teacher, private school teacher, any kind of teacher, we're going to pray for teachers today because you are missionaries to the generations. Yeah, if you work in any area of a school, okay, we're praying for different professions. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw, everybody say, I saw.
I saw.
We don't have to wait till someone dies to see. But this just happened to be when he saw. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Who's the temple? We are the temple. So just imagine how his glory just overflows to each one of us. His train fills the temple. He doesn't want any part of his temple to be empty. He wants to fill it full. And he saw the angels there, and They cried unto one another, said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Say, the earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved. Ooh. You ever been to a loud church before? Wait till the frame starts moving. And the building starts shaking. The door moved, the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. That's the glory of God. Amen. You're God's house. He wants you to be constantly filled so that you can take what he's put in you and share it with someone else. Amen. Then I said, Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. You know, when you encounter the glory of God, you're going to see how short we fall of that standard. But notice what the Lord does. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand. Some of you today were touched by a live coal. And which he had taken from the tongs of the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth. And lo, this has touched my lips, and your iniquity is taken away. One touch from the fire of God can take away all iniquity. One touch from God can take away all that is unnecessary and put in all that he needs. And your sin is purged. And I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? He's still saying it today. Whom shall I send? Who will accept the call? Who will do what I want done? To whom I want done? Where I want it done? And then this needs to be our response. Here am I. Send me. Say that with me. Say, Here I am, Lord. Send me. Whether you're a factory worker, whether you work in the medical field, whether you work in the service area, whether you work in the information field, doesn't matter what you do, you are there to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You are there as an agent of his glory. You are there to pray for that place. You are there to let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify God. You are there for a purpose and a reason. You're not just there to earn a paycheck. You're there to occupy. You're there to possess. You're there to keep the devil at bay. He's got you there because he needs you there. So just take that fire. And, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. He knows how to do it. I mean, he puts people in keepers. If he didn't put Joseph in Egypt, what would have happened to Egypt when the famine came? They'd have been destroyed. But God put him in there for the purpose of saving his people. You got to see yourself. You're there for the purpose of saving those people who are lost. They just need to see the love of God, the goodness of God. Amen. Now, if you work in any type of educational field, I want you just to stand up. Any type, homeschool, public school, maybe, you know, it doesn't matter. Any type of educational thing, I want you to stand up. Hallelujah. Your job is important. Amen. And I want you to see yourself as a plant by God. You're an agent of his glory. Father, right now, we pray for those in the educational field, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to anoint them, Father, to do a great and mighty work, to reach other generations in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that they be a light and that they shine brightly, Father. And Lord, that you just use them as an instrument for your righteousness and your glory. And I thank you, Father, that you give them favor, you protect them, you watch over them, Father, and they are there to change the atmosphere for your glory. Glory and your honor in Jesus' name. Bless them, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord that we've been talking about, that you've been seeing, you know, I want to give you an opportunity, if there's anybody here, to get to know Jesus. Amen. To, if you've never asked Jesus to live in your heart, to be Lord over your life, I just want to give you that opportunity. Is there anyone here today that would say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus? Is there anyone here that something were to happen to you,
thank you, Holy
tomorrow, would you know exactly where you'd spend the rest of eternity? You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Is there anyone here that needs to know Jesus? Okay. I don't see any hands.
Well, I don't know if you
have. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got a lot of things that are going on.
And we should end with our confession.
Yes.
Hey, we're going with it as we go. You know what, church? This is the new norm.
Yeah.
Are you in for that? Listen, if we're going to change the world, we got to change ourselves.
Yep.
We can't just be humdrum and, you know, yeah, I went to church today. I did my, thing. We've got to come expecting God to move every time. And when God moves, he's a creator. That means something new is happening. I don't know about you, but I love change. I know people don't love change. I love change. So for me, this is an exciting idea.
You know, the early church met every day.
Yes, they did.
There were times that Paul preached so long that a person fell asleep and fell out the second story window. And then they prayed for him and kept on going. There were people who died in the service because they lied to the Holy Ghost. And the church kept on going.
Yeah.
They didn't stop the service. So, you know. Oh, yeah. I want to have you pray for a person, Bill Rudy.
How many of you know Bill? Chaka's owner.
Yeah.
The dog.
He was in a motorcycle accident. And he broke his back, broke his neck, and broke his clavicle. And
Last Friday.
The Lord brought him through that, you know. He's not dead, and he's recovering.
Amen.
And
He was thanking God for his life because it was a bad accident on a motorcycle.
He's undergoing rehabilitation now, so just keep him in your prayers.
Is he at the hospital or at the rehab center?
He's at the rehab.
The rehab, which is not at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's across. Okay, here's the reason why we want you to know. The Messicks know exactly where he is, so if you'd like to visit him, I'm sure he'd appreciate a visit. But here's what we've done for you. On our table that has our care ministry information, you'll see an orange-type flyer. Would you mind grabbing one of those for me, somebody, and just waving it so everybody sees it? But our care team is just so awesome that they've put together some information for us. I know some of you might be a little bit leery about visiting people in the hospital or visiting someone if something's going on. But they've put together a paper for us to give us some instructions, all right? It'd be easy to do something when we know how to do it, right? So they've put together a sheet for us to give us some instructions of how long to spend when you go. This is not the time to go and, like, create a thesis and... you know, all this. You just want to spend minimum 20 minutes maybe, if that. If there's family there already, just say hi and leave. Let them visit with family. But all that stuff's on there for you. We even tell you what to do when you call them on the phone. Isn't that easy? You don't have to make it up.
So it'll help you.
So grab one of those before you go if you want to see Mr. Bill. The Messicks have all the info of how to get to him. But let's show him our love. Amen? And keep him in your prayers. We prayed over him too.
And then if you're going to the nursing home today, this will be our last day at the Palmyra Nursing Home. It'll be at 2 p.m. If you're going to go there today, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to see Les and Julie. Just tell them that you're going to go, and I'd like for them to just pray over the nursing home with everybody who's going to go, okay? And, of course, volunteers, we're having a special training this coming Saturday with Pastor Don Neff, who's the associate pastor of the Worship Center. Anybody that's currently volunteering and would like to volunteer, we want you to come and just learn some great things that'll help you.
Even if you're not currently involved,
yes,
his stuff is so good about how it'll help you in your job too.
Yeah.
So if you just want to come and participate, feel free. It's not, you know, just for a certain group. You'll really enjoy it.
And then our youth will meet on Tuesday, and then this coming Thursday, we begin our mentorship for life. 10 a.m., 7 p.m. You can come to either 10 or 7. We just do that to accommodate your schedule. It's going to be great. If you haven't signed up for it, please sign up for it in the back.
All right. Pastor Doug's in a hurry. All right. Sign up for everything in the back.
Sold to the highest bidder. I didn't come, you know, the closest thing I had in my family to preachers were my grandfather and his brothers were auctioneers. That was the closest thing.
Well, let's stand together
and let's
and
do
we'll
our confession.
End with our confession. Amen?
Amen.
Did everybody have a good time in church today? I did. Amen. Yeah, I prayed over them during worship, but we can pray over them again. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Victory Christian Fellowship is a growing, thriving, and flourishing body of believers. We are well-watered, well-fed, and Spirit-led into all truth. We are like sheep that lie down in green pastures beside still waters. We lay hold to eternal life and profess a good confession before many witnesses. We have favor with government, businesses, and people everywhere. We shout for joy and are glad because we favor God's righteous cause. We say the Lord be magnified as he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. We multiply and bring forth good fruit. By Jesus' stripes we are healed. We always speak the word of God with our mouth. We meditate in it day and night that we may observe to do according to all that is written in it. In doing this, we shall make our way prosperous and have good success. As a church, we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the object of our faith and the source of our faith. Our faith is in him alone. We have more than enough to do all that we are called to do. That we put our hands to. We have more than enough to do all that we put our hands to. Yes, we are born of God and overcome the world through our victorious faith because we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Our vision is to proclaim the uncompromised Word of God, to build a strong body of believers, to encourage relationships in a caring and loving atmosphere, and to reach out beyond our walls with the message of salvation, hope, and deliverance. We activate God's word to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Victory Christian Fellowship, we are inheriting God's promises and experiencing their benefits. Amen.
And to whoever has ever brought food for the kitchen, for our meet, greet, and eat, we just want to say thank you, and may God richly bless you. It is greatly appreciated.
Yes, Miss Marianne wanted to thank, especially last week, some good stuff came in. Wanted to thank you and encourage you to keep it up. We don't mind when you bring stuff. Should we pray over those?
Yes.
But let's join, and we're going to pray over these items right here. And if you have something that you want to bring up, feel free to do that. Thank you, Father. Join with